Well, shalom. This is Charlie Bernhout with the third hour. Yes, the third hour for our May 1st program with Yom HaAtzma'ut right around the corner. Well, actually, it's tomorrow. It's May 2nd, and I've decided to go back to April 14th of 1991. April 14th of 1991, and I'm going to be playing excerpts from that program. It's a two-hour program, but I'm cutting it down to about an hour. I just really want to share some of my my favorite selections right off, and then we'll get to Chazonis that will be appropriate for Yom HaAtzma'ut. Okay, let's go back a few years. Well, you know, I'm a creature of habit, and I do have my traditions, and certainly it's a tradition for each Yom HaAtzma'ut show to take you back to November 1947, to those exciting days, and to hear the words from the United Nations concerning the creation of Israel.
And on November 29th, 1947,
we will proceed the whole call. You all know how to vote. Those who are in favor will say yes, those who are against will say no. And the abstainers, always they know what to say.
We will start it now.
Afghanistan? No. Argentina, abstention. Australia, yes. Belgium, yes. Bolivia, yes. Brazil, yes. Belarusia, yes.
The final vote on the United Nations Palestine Partition Resolution had begun. The galleries were filled with tense and anxious spectators.
Abstention.
Some of the votes were hardly unexpected.
Iran? No. Iraq? No. Lebanon? No. Soviet Union? Yes. United Kingdom? Abstain. The United States? Yes. Uruguay? Yes. Venezuela? Yes. Yemen? No. Yugoslavia? Abstain.
The news reached Tel Aviv at midnight, and the world tuned in on Mogrebi Square. A good cross-section of Tel Aviv's population is here tonight, about 20,000 jam-packed in Mogrebi Square, where loudspeakers have been set up to announce the result of the important vote that's now taking place in New York. People are standing on top of trucks and buses, hanging over balconies and out of windows, perched on top of street lamps and telephone poles, all waiting for the momentous word that may spell victory or defeat for their 2,000-year dream of a Jewish homeland. I think you can hear that loudspeaker now. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Partition passed, 33-13, and is this crowd excited? They're starting their horror dances now. All over the square, little circles are forming. People are laughing and crying and shouting and whirling around in the wild horror dance. Perhaps you can hear it now. They're starting to sing Hatikva, the Jewish national anthem, away off in a corner of the square, and gradually, the horror dances are breaking up and people are taking up the refrain of Hatikva. All around me, I can see Jews weeping unashamed while they sing. Let's listen to them.
Thank you. HaTikvah than hearing that rendition sung at the announcement of the creation of the State of Israel. Songs have always been a part of Israel, of Israeli life, in war and in peace. The Palmach, the Israeli commandos, had their own song, Shir HaPalmach. Let's hear Richard Tucker. Been a mystery as to why we Jews have suffered, why so much has been heaped upon us.
Such bigotry, why were tribes of Israel lost? Why was there a Holocaust? If we live by holy law, why is man still waging war? Is it all a travesty? Father, can you answer me? We were slaves in Pharaoh's land. We were freed by God's command. People of the book, are we? For ourselves we have to be. Let my people go, we dreamed. Eretz Yisrael redeemed. Our legacy. Jerusalem restore, may it be thy will, O Lord. Ethics of our fathers learn, Aliyah means we return. In the covenant we trust, walking humbly as we must. With Yerushalayim ours, no more Dachau's, Babiar's. At the wall we do not dwell, at Entebbe's we don't fail, at Masada we won't die, we say Am Yisrael.
We'll next hear Richard Tucker singing the song Shalom from the early Broadway play Milk and Honey. Richard Tucker.
Shalom, shalom, you fine shalom, the nicest greeting you know. It means bonjour, salut, and skol, and twice as much as hello. It means a million lovely things, like peace be yours, welcome home. Even when you say goodbye, you say goodbye with shalom. It's a very useful word. It can get you through the day. All you really need to know, you can hardly go wrong. You're bilingual as long as you say. The nicest greeting I know. Shalom, shalom, shalom means twice as much as hello. It means a million lovely things, like peace be yours, welcome home. And even when you say goodbye, if your voice has I don't want to go, say goodbye with a little hello in it, and say goodbye with shalom. Shalom, 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 the nicest greeting I know. Shalom, shalom, shalom means twice as much as hello. It means a million lovely things, like peace be yours, welcome home. Even when you say goodbye, if your voice has I don't want to go in it, say goodbye with a little hello.
Shalom, Richard Tucker. The last war, ha milchama ha achrona, ani mavtiach lach,
I promise you, my little daughter, Shazotia Hamilchamar Harchona, in the name of all the farm boys who let fruit spoil on the vines, to die on shrapnel-spinning mines, in the names of gentle teachers who left their marks on blood-red blackboards in the sand, in the name of children, in the names of all the fathers, I swear, my little girl, I swear to you once more, I swear that this will be the last of all the wars. Sung by Yehoram Gaon.
הטנקיסטים ופניהם המאובקות אשר עברו את כל האש והשחיקות בשם הימאים אשר פשטו על הנמלים ועיניהם כבדות ממלח וגלים אני מרתיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה הטייסים אשר פרצו אל קרב זוהם ונצרפו באש טילים ואש נומם בשם הצנחנים שבין עופרת ואשר ראו אותך כמו מלאך מעל ראשם אני מרתיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה
Teda milchama, you shall not know war. Land my father adored, land of sun and sea, my land, how long must your fields be covered with grief and blood? If only we could live in peace. Land of milk and honey, if only you would know war no more. Yehoram Gaon.
חמדת אבותיי ארץ שהיא שמש וים ארץ שלי עד מתי על שדותייך צער ודם Yeah.
הים אלף אלפי תותחים לך לא יוכלו לך לא יוכלו
Paul Zim sings one of my favorites next, Yisrael.
What am I doing here with powers that scrape the sky? What am I doing here, just watching days gone by? I'm living here alone, a number, not a face. I have to get away and leave this lonely place. To Israel, the only land where I was meant to be. Israel, Jerusalem, your hills are calling me. Israel, the only land where deserts come to life. I want to go to the only home my heart will ever know. With you and your friendly smile, you built a land for all. The mountains watch with joy when first we met the wall. From Eilat to the Golan Heights, your beauty never rests. This land was built by God, and still this land God tends. To Israel, the only land where I was meant to be. Israel, Jerusalem, your breeze is beckoning me. Israel, the only land where deserts come to life. I want to go to the only home my heart will ever know. Israel, Jerusalem, your hills are calling me. Israel, the only land where deserts come to life. I want to go to the only home my heart will ever know.
Listening to excerpts from a program from April 14th, 1991. That's 26 years ago. It was a two-hour Yom HaAtzmaut special, and we're going to be getting to the Chazonis part of that two-hour special right now. Once again, this is excerpts from this program special of 1991, 26 years ago. On now to the cantorial section of the show. Let's hear the great David Kusevitsky with a most appropriate bracha, Shehechiyonu. We do thank God for having reached this period. Another David coming up, David Reutemann. Our rabbis have decreed that Yom HaAtzma'ut, the rebirth of Israel, is the beginning of the final redemption. We'll hear David Reutemann singing Mi She'oso Nisim, He who performed miracles for our forefathers and redeemed them from slavery to freedom. May He speedily redeem us and gather our dispersed. This redemption does refer to the final redemption, so let's hear David Reutemann, Mi She'oso Nisim.
David Reutemann. We'll next hear Yosel Rosenblatt with Shir HaMa'alos. This is the introduction to Birkas HaMazon on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Psalm 126. In this, the psalmist was predicting the return of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael from the Babylonian exile following the first destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Psalm 126 begins, "When Hashem will return the captivity of Zion, we will be like dreamers, then our mouth will be filled with laughter and our tongue with glad song." Yosel Rosenblatt, Shir HaMa'alos.
Oh,
Yessel Rosenblatt. From the Daily Shemona Esrei is Sim Shalom. Establish peace, goodness, blessing, graciousness, kindness, and compassion upon us and upon all your people, Israel. Let's hear Yaakov Kusevitsky singing Sim Shalom. Jacob or Yaakov Kusevitsky. Our next cantor, a survivor of the Holocaust and also a cantor at Temple Bethel in Long Beach, New York, cantor Avram Brun, will be singing a selection, Hallelu Es Hashem Kol Goyim. We recite Hallel on Yom Ha'atzma'ut, also it being Rosh Chodesh Iyar, when we also say Hallel, it's appropriate that we play these next two selections from Hallel. So let's hear Psalm 117, Hallelu Es Hashem Kol Goyim, sung by cantor Avraham Brun, a 1957 Folkways recording.
Hallelujah. govern? Chi governerei noi? Chi govern? Chi governerei noi? Chi
Avraham Brunn. The next selection, also from Hallel, is from Min HaMetzar, Psalm 118. Part of that psalm, Pishuli Share Tzedek, open for me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter and praise the Lord. We'll hear Jan Pierce, together with the chorus and orchestra, arranged and conducted by Gershon Kingsley, singing peacefully.
Save us.
closing words were certainly most appropriate, weren't they? Ze hayom asa Hashem nagila v'nismecha bo. This is the day Hashem has made. Let us rejoice and be glad on it. Yes, Yom Ha'atzmaut. This next selection, not heard very often. Well, you don't hear most of these very often, particularly the long selections, because we have no commercials and we don't have to worry about the length of our selections. This was composed by Pinchas Yasinowski, and it was for the opening of the Hebrew University on Mount Scopus in 1925. V'hoyo ba'acharis hayomim. This is from Isaiah and describes the final days, which will be with the coming of the Mashiach and the restoration of the Beis Hamikdash. Let's hear Mordechai Hirschman. V'hoyo ba'acharis hayomim.
Thank you.
I know you enjoyed that. Mordechai Hirschman. We'll conclude the cantorial section of the show with Joseph Malavani singing Avinu Shebashamayim, a special prayer for the welfare of the State of Israel.
Okay, this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this third hour. It's a special for Yom HaAtzma'ut, which is May 2nd. Yes, May 2nd. This is a show for May 1st. And as I mentioned a couple of times, this third hour is excerpts from a two-hour Yom HaAtzma'ut special from April 14th, 1991, 27 years ago. I trust that you enjoyed it. Always interested in your feedback, by the way. cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.